this morning. Got a special guest in with us this morning as we have some cool news to announce. It's J.R. Richard with Edwards Law Office. J.R., thanks for coming in this morning.
Cal, thank you very much.
Maybe get a little closer there to the mic.
It's an honor to be here. I enjoy visiting with you and Duke and the whole crew here at SBI Media. So we're honored. So the coloring contest had another fantastic year. We have issued prizes through all the sponsors by now, or they're waiting to be picked up. I know that the walls around Edwards Law Office are full of artwork, and we're proud to get a chance to look at those every day. Doesn't make the selection of the winner any easier.
Yeah, the ones I've seen, JR, over the years, I'll be honest, I consider myself an adult, fairly accomplished in the things I've tried to do, and I cannot do what a lot of these kids are doing with their coloring sheets.
Dow, it's far outside my talent level, but we're always impressed. I'm always pleased to go around to see some of the sponsors and see that their walls are also covered with their artwork. So we had a big turnout this year.
So do you have a number? Do you have kind of a number how many you had?
I do. We had just four short of 2,700 entries that were dropped off to 24 sponsors.
That is not a number I was expecting. Is that, were you expecting that many?
I was a little worried to begin with because it seemed like they were coming in a little slow. But year to year, you kind of forget about what the timing is. And the kids, you know, they've got big things going on with Christmas coming up.
It's their whole world, man.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's almost preoccupying. And I tended to remind everyone that came in and were able to drop one off that the rooms have to be clean because Santa knows. You usually get a big-eyed look out of them at that point.
Well, and I'm sure it's well appreciated in every household. So nearly 2,700 entries?
2,700.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, talk about, making that a difficult selection. Tell us, what you ended up with.
I think we have some first-timers here. I checked back a little bit in some of our records, but we had a kindergarten teacher at Thane Elementary this year with the most entries for her class. That accomplishment, she has earned, and her class has earned, a pizza party hosted by Chef Maggie and the Artisan Chef.
Nice.
Everybody's going to have some of the greatest pizza in the valley. And we got some great pizza. There's a lot of people making it. But Chef Maggie is generous, and she makes sure that that top class every year with the most entries gets a pizza party. So we also acknowledge the school that gave in the most entries.
Okay.
So believe it or not, Thane Elementary, you're the winner. You get movie passes. Everyone in the school gets a chance to go to the Afton Theater and see a movie. So make sure you bring your folks with you and enjoy some popcorn while you're there.
Nice.
So
sounds like that kindergarten class helped maybe put Thane over the finish line there.
I think it was a big part of it. They had 88 entries.
Wow.
In the kindergarten level. And it was close, because there was a third grade teacher with 84 entries.
Oh, wow.
So that was just super. We were so proud. And the school with the most, again, very, very close. So it was like, what we do is we average out and we put it into a formula to help us make it fair for not only the four elementary schools, but also the homeschoolers.
Okay.
And so we narrow that down. So I think we're ready. We're going to name a grand prize winner.
I'm ready.
All right. And I want to remind everyone, when you pick up your winning artwork at the sponsors, they will also be issuing a prize to their individual winners. Just like at Edwards Law, we've got a prize waiting for each one of our four winners.
So you'll have 24 winners, but then one grand prize winner.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Well, for each grade.
Okay.
They pick a winner.
Okay.
All right. So four from every sponsor. And then we have four waiting for our winners. And then they send them all to Edwards' law office. And then we have the hard task of picking the grand prize winner.
Okay.
And it's always a challenge.
With 2,700 entries.
2,700 entries. So I'm proud to announce this year from Etna Elementary School, a very talented young man in sixth grade by the name of Riker Heiner. Congratulations.
That's pretty amazing, Riker. Go ahead and say his name one more time, would you?
From Etna Elementary at the sixth grade level, our grand prize winner of $100 cash goes to Riker Heiner.
Figured I might as well play the winner music, right? Well, congratulations, Riker Heiner. So tell us again what happens here, JR.
All right. So contestants should be notified by each sponsor to come in and pick up the prize that they're offering to each grade level. And then we would love to hear from Riker, but we'll probably give you a call also. We've got a crisp $100 bill waiting for you at Edwards Law Office.
Nice.
So we're looking forward to seeing you. And here's the little icing on the cupcake. Riker's pitcher is from a first-time sponsor this year, Archery Unlimited. So we're glad to have them on board.
Fantastic news and an amazing fun program that Edwards Law Office has put together here.
Now it's our seventh year. I don't see it ending. It's a lot of work for a lot of people involved. We appreciate our sponsors. We appreciate the diligence of teachers, the schools, and of course the young artists from every grade level, kindergarten through six.
Mr. Richard, thank you so much for being here with us this morning and braving the cold. Appreciate it very much. Anything else you want to add?
Now, we just want to wish everyone a safe Christmas time with family, friends, and we hope your households are filled with smiles.
Well said, Edwards Law Office here with the coloring contest and Riker Heiner, your grand overall grand winner.